It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod host, Guilty Wilson. Nerd
Up. Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, along with a great guest. We're going to have, before I introduce him, I got to tell you, I met him at a Comic-Con, or actually NerdCon, a couple years ago, and just was enjoyed his vitality, I guess is the best way to put that, and just the way he had the energy to not only you look at his comics and you see they're full of energy, but this guy's full of it too. No, I mean the energy, not just full of it. But anyway, then we kind of kept meeting with each other in several cons, several places, and he did a Kickstarter for a comic book that I'm like, hey, I like this idea, so I helped fund that Kickstarter. Then he did a couple more, and I got involved again, and I'm involved again. And once again, welcome to the podcast, a friend of the podcast, Todd Black. Todd, how are you doing?
Not bad for being full of it.
Energy, vitality.
Oh, vitality, energy, right.
Yeah. All right, so Todd, you've got another Kickstarter coming up. Issue number 4 of Home, the girl with the blue hair who can fix the code. And let me first ask you, I know we've talked about this before when you first did the Kickstarter, when you first started launching this this storyline of comics. What gave you the idea behind Home? Give us the general premise of what it is and what gave you that idea.
Well, Home is a fantasy comic miniseries I'm doing. It's about, like I said, a young woman named Alicia. She was born with natural blue hair, and she lives this road of a life until she realizes she can see and manipulate living computer code. And when she actually touches the code, she realizes she can fix it, and when she does that, things happen in the real world. So she goes around fixing everything, and after a while, she accidentally gets transported to another dimension called Altaria, which is a realm of knights and monsters, and now she's stuck there having to help them with their problems so that she can go home, if she can go home, if she wants to go home. So that old thing. And I'm told this is the fantasy version of Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea. That's
a good way to put that.
Fantasy sci-fi version of Wizard of Oz, which I'm okay with. You know, she's not in Kansas anymore. In fact, I don't think she was ever in Kansas. So, but as for how this came about, there was a last year there was a open call for ideas for Oni Press, which is a very well-respected publisher. And yeah. I was doing Guardians, and I'm like, I should at least try this. You know, what's the worst that could happen? So ironically, as much as I am a forward thinker, you know, and always thinking of my next story, I didn't have anything for comics. I'm like, well, what do I want to do? And the number one rule of this submission process was no superheroes. So it wasn't like I could submit Guardians to them, which is my other comic. And so I'm like, okay, got to come up with something new. And they're like, they say we like fantasy, we like sci-fi, we like horror, whatever you want to do, give us, as long as it's not superheroes. So I'm like, okay. So I started thinking of this idea,
and so I started from there, and I came up with this grand idea called Shift. And I mean, this was like really grand scale, like even for me. And so I started with it, but after a while, I was like, I probably should recheck their criteria for what they wanted. And then when I looked at it again, one of the rules was that you should plan for a mini series, like 4 to 6 issues max, and then if they liked it, they might give you an ongoing. And so I'm like, well, crap, I can't tell this story in 6 issues. And so I took, I just took a moment and I'm like, okay, how can I scale that idea down? Because I really like the idea. And I'm like, what if instead of, because the idea of Shift was about 7 people all having the same name but living in different dimensions. And then one day, like, the wheel turns and all of a sudden they find themselves in another dimension completely different from their own. Mm-hmm. But there's still the same person, same name, and everything. And so it was this really funny adventure. But like, I kind of like the idea of a person going to another dimension that wasn't their own and kind of being stuck there for a while. So I scaled that down. I focused on one person, which was Alicia. I was like, how can I make this interesting but still have it with a character that I can root the story in? And that's how Alicia, her blue hair came to be, her position in life. And then Altaria just came very, very naturally, you know, knights and monsters and stuff that I love. So
right.
I just kept going. So I went from there, and then I just kept turning them out until now I've basically got a 5-issue miniseries that I'm trying to make.
Now, let's see. I've gotten in on, let's see, all the way up to issue number four. Or no, I'm sorry, issue number three.
The one we have right now. The number four is the one we have on Kickstarter right now.
Yep, so number four is the one that you're launching. The first issue was basically getting to know Alicia. Then the second issue, she got into the other world, Altaria. And then in third, she's starting to figure out what needs to be done in this world. What's going to be happening without spoilers in issue number four?
I'll try not to go in spoilers. So after the events of number three and Alicia's death, oops! No, she's not dead. She's not dead.
No.
What's the twist? No, after the events of home number three, there's kind of like this, I would say a paradigm shift of sorts between Alicia and her mindset going forward. And it was a very important one for me, especially given the ending that I have in mind for home. And so I really wanted to take a moment to step back and say, okay, we've seen the world of Altaria. We've seen the problems it has. We know of the Knights of Altaria, who are the defenders of this walled city. But what are the Knights themselves? Who are these people? You know, what are they really like? Because between two and three, we got to know, you know, Garnon and Sonya, who are the leaders, but that's about it. And the other ones, who I don't even know if people know all their names, are like, you know, they're just there. So I really took number four to delve into who these other knights are, as well as more about the world of Altaria when they aren't under siege from monstrous Shreeth. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to focus on the characters this go around, and I really think it worked. And for me personally, this is actually my favorite home script so far because of what I got to do.
Oh, okay. So basically exploring the other characters. Now, you said this is going to be a 5-issue arc?
Yes.
So you're going to wrap it up after this fourth one. You got one more to go. Man, I don't want to see it end. I mean, any plans of any more home issues or maybe storylines along that?
Well, the beauty of home, and this is actually something that came because of the suggestion of a friend of mine. Her name is Kai. I'm not going to spoil anything, but let's say there is potential for more stories. And if you paid attention to the first issue, you might know what it is. you might not know exactly what it is, but you might have noticed something, and it will be expanded upon in issue five. And so, while I will say definitively, and this ain't a spoiler because I've said this multiple times, issue five will be the end of Alicia's story. It doesn't mean there's not more story to tell.
Well, each time you come out with a new issue, I go back and reread all of them in a row because of my short-term memory and being old and all. That way I get just really fresh into the story. And not only that, but they're fun to read a second or third time in a row. So,
well,
let's talk about your Kickstarter. All right, you've launched it. You're doing fairly well on it so far, but you always need to meet that goal, and you never know when it's going to reach that little stagnant point where the pledges start to drop off. And people backing out at the last minute, that always happens in every Kickstarter.
Yes,
so
it does.
So tell me, your Kickstarter, give us the info. How do we get involved in it? Because I'm already involved. Day one you launched, I jumped in on it. So how do we get involved otherwise?
All right. Well, the Kickstarter is live right now at the time of this recording. At the time of this recording, we're basically ending our first week, and we've raised about $2,000, which
nice.
Is pretty significant.
Yeah.
Our goal is $2,500, so that means we are, you know, 25% away from our goal, or 20% away from our goal. So that's pretty cool for only being up a week. How you get involved, if you don't know what Kickstarter is a crowdfunding website where you pledge money to a project like Home, and you get rewards for the amount you pledge. So, for example, Gil, I can tell you. Can I tell them what you pledged?
Yeah. Feel free. Yeah, I'm proud of it.
So our amazing host, Gil, pledged $75 to the Kickstarter. And for doing that, we're going to draw him and the entire Nerd Up podcast in the comic, which they actually were in last time.
That's right.
But we're going to draw them again. And but there's also, like, you know, $5 rewards where you can get a home digitally, $10 reward, which is getting it physically. My other series, Guardians, which we're about 20 issues strong in, you can actually get that via the reward tiers as well, 15, 25 and up. We have a cosplayer named AZ Power Girl. She's drawing a variant cover for Home Number 4. She does great work, an amazing lady, and she's offering actually a cosplay print of her photo shoot as Alicia, which was an incredible honor for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there's a reward for everyone. And if you like digital comics, we got you covered. If you like physical comics, we got you covered. And if you're hearing this and you go, well, Home sounds interesting, but I haven't read anything yet, we got you covered there too. You can catch up on Home via these rewards. We have, for $5, you can get Home Number 1 through 4 digitally, sent right to you. And just like Gil noted, you know, you can read them back to back to back to back.
Nice, too. Wow, so, that's a good start. But,
thank you. And it's only $5. But then if you say, but I like physical comics, I need to have it in my hand, we have a $20 and a $30 reward where you can get them all physically sent right to your door. So I tried to do as much as I could to appeal to all aspects, you know, digital comic readers, physical comic readers, and then just some fun rewards. And I can, it's not a spoiler. There is a reward that I'm waiting on. Like, I should be getting it this week or next. And it's not a one of a kind reward, but it's a first of its kind reward for the Home Kickstarters. And when I get it, I'm going to be making a nice big announcement. So stay tuned for that.
Okay. Interesting. That ought to be cool. Yeah.
Teasers.
I immediately jumped in on that, the $75 tier, because I love the fact that we're drawn into the comic. Now, there's a limited amount of those available, right?
Yes. For the, because when I make the Kickstarters, I want to show people exactly what is what they can expect. So I make five pages of the comic full stop, and I, you know, I pay for them, and we put them on Kickstarter to give them like a little preview.
Right.
But then the last 15 pages, I look at and I say, how many people can I reasonably fit in a shot?
Yeah, reasonably.
And so, well, I mean, if I wanted to, yeah, I could have like this, you know, epic splash page where it's just like Alicia looking at a crowd and go, there's the back, or there's the back, or there's the back, or there's the back.
That'd be crazy.
But I didn't want to do that. And it would be crazy. I know Marvel holds the record for most people on a comic page, but you know, I could fight that. I could fight that. No, I could. They had like hundreds. I mean, if 100 people wanted to push $75 to my Kickstarter, sure, why not? No. Beth would kill me. Beth, my artist, would kill me. She goes, what do you mean I have to draw on a comic page? but look at the money we get. I don't care about the money. I'm not getting paid enough for this. No.
Yeah, no, you would have an angry artist. I could see that for sure.
But because of the nature of Home Number 4 and the scenes that I have between Alicia the Knights and just the people of Altaria, there's potential to draw 15 people or more. I'll go 20, you know, depending on the scene. But right. I do have to limit the reward, because if I have to fulfill the rewards that the Kickstarter is funded. That's right. The other thing about Kickstarter is you don't get charged until the Kickstarter is over and the thing is funded. So if we fail, which I don't think we will, but if we fail, you know, no one gets charged, right, which is fine. But you know, if you succeed, I have to fulfill the rewards. I'm under like legal obligation to fulfill it. And so if I have like 30 people pledge $75, which would have been great, not gonna lie, and I don't put them in, I get in trouble. So I have to be reasonable and say, okay, I can do 15 people and make sure they're visible, they know it's them, and then I just go from there. So right, between you and a few other backers, I think we've already filled three or four of the 15. So if you want to get drawn to the comic, pledge now.
Yeah, and that's a great one. I mean, trust me, when the first one I did it for Isaac. I put his picture in there alone, and I'll tell you what, seeing him in comic book form, I thought that was the coolest thing. Then I thought, all right, let's do it for the Nerd Up podcast, and we got us put in there. And I mean, it's a bunch of guys, so you had to kind of squeeze that in there. I asked for a lot from you guys, you and your artist. Yeah. And
I promise you, this time you will be more visible.
Oh, sweet!
There you go.
All right. Well, you know, that's what helps. When I when you launched this, I jumped in immediately. I'm like, no, I'm getting in on this. I want on this one right now. I want us to be good in here. So hey, I'm ready for it. And I think more people should get in on that one, at that aspect. And you think about it, $75. Okay, yeah, you get now. What all comes with that reward besides your picture in there?
Right. You get three things. You get, like I say, you get drawn into the comic.
Mm-hmm.
You get a physical copy of the comic sent to you so you can, you know,
treasure it forever.
Right.
Obviously. And then you will actually get the PDF copies of all of my Guardian series.
See, that's the sweet deal right there. That's what I'm thinking. It's like, yeah, you get in there, and that's cool, and you get that forever. In fact, you know, I've made copies of that, and I'm going to get them framed and hang them up in the house and see, that I'm in a comic book. But on the other aspect is that not only – but you get two series of comics right there. So it's a,
essentially, by the time this is done, you're basically going to be getting like 25 comics versus technically $75, which is basically $3 a comic, plus you're getting drawn into it.
Right.
So,
like I said, I jumped on that because the value in that is just amazing. So, yeah, and I'm looking forward to it. Now, again, you said you had it for people that like digital, people that like hard copy. I'm the hard copy type of person of comic books. I'm not going to put down digital because I still read them as well. But I like to have those physical ones in my hand, especially ones like this, something that's special about it. You know, it's a limited run or not. It's a, you know, kind of a one of a kind thing here. I know the artist. I know, or not the artist. I know the author. I know, you know, it's really a cool thing. So I have to have a physical copy. But when I caught up on
that actually reminds me. I think I made this after your pledge. I actually made a reward to where you get all of Guardians and all of Home in physical copy.
Nice. That's a good deal too.
And that's $100, so it's a little bit more. But I mean, you're getting, you know, all those comics.
That's a lot of comics.
So.
It really is.
And that's a lot of comics. Well, there's a lot of comics.
How do they find you on Kickstarter?
Well, they can. I'm going to give you the link, so hopefully it's on the page where you post the podcast.
I'll be definitely putting it on the podcast page and also on the Facebook page for Nerd Up.
There you go. But for those who are just listening and maybe want to go pledge right now, just go to Kickstarter.com, find the magnifying glass on the main page. It's the search option. And then just type in home number 4. And. It's called Home Number 4 of Choices and Destiny. We are the literal first thing you see. So,
cool. Yeah.
There you go.
You got to find it. Home Number 4. Home #4. How about that?
There you go. Home #4. That's exactly how it is.
So yeah, look for it. I mean, seriously, there's a whole bunch of levels. I mean, he's got just a couple bucks you can get in on it. If you want to go all out, you have like up to what's the highest amount you can get in on? 300.
At this point in time, it's $100 because we had 2 $300 rewards, but those like sold like hotcakes.
Oh, okay. Nice. That's good to know. So yeah. Okay. Yeah. So anywhere, you know, a few bucks to $100, you got it in, you're going to fund a really neat comic book. And, trust me, this thing's, it is, it's really neat. It's a neat storyline and I can't wait to see what you do with the rest of the Home Altaria world. It's just going to be fun. In the future.
Yeah. I think you'll like what we do, and I think that last page will make your jaw drop.
Okay.
Teaser!
I'm looking forward to that now. So, all right, well, you mentioned Guardians. This is a regular comic run that you're doing. How long have you been doing Guardians, first of all?
Gosh, it's been a few years now. I'd say 2 to 3 years. You and I have trouble remembering at times. I know I'm so old.
And what issue are you up to?
Currently, we are finishing up number 19. Okay. No, 18. Sorry, okay. 18. And then 19 is our, I'm going to call it our anniversary 20th issue. So,
okay. Because you did zero. That's right.
Exactly. We started with the zero issue. It's my superhero comic. It's about two beings created by a deity to protect a city in need. They were given great power, perfect control of their power, zero people skills.
Yeah.
Everyone gets a laugh out of that.
I love it. I love that aspect of that comic.
Yeah, it creates this really interesting dynamic because the Guardians aren't sure what to do around the people after they're done saving them. So they go to this watchtower in the middle of the city called the Perch, and they just stand there and they watch over the city and wait to be needed. Then they'll go down, save the day, and come right back because that's all they know how to do.
Right.
And they start to ask themselves, is there more to our lives than just this purpose? One says yes, one says no, and then a bunch of supervillains start showing up, and the fun ensues. So.
Yeah, I forget which issue I'm up to. It's up to like 14, maybe. That might be a little bit high. But anyway, and wow, it's just the villains you start to bring in the later parts of it, they're cool. And even the heroes that you're bringing in, they're cool too. So it's like you got some good imagination going there. So I'm really liking that comic line.
Me, imagination. Who knew?
Well, the first thing that got me when I first started reading it, we had a big long discussion about it. Was the religious aspect of it grabbed me, and then now as it rolled along, I'm like, oh no, I see what he's doing now. So at first, you know, at first it's like, what? What's he trying to tell me? And then after a while, it's like, oh, this is cool. I understand now. So
there's secret messages in the comics.
The Illuminati confirmed right there.
Pretty much.
So, all right. So you got two lines of comics out now, Guardians and Home. Home is a Kickstarter. Again, go to Kickstarter.com, search Home, hashtag 4, and then try to find that and get involved. It's great to get involved. Guardians, you're just constantly doing that one. What's the website that they can find your all your comics on?
Technically, you can find both of them at guardians-comic.com. We have all of Home up to issue number 3, and then all of Guardians up to issue number 17, which we just released recently. Mm-hmm. There. A-Team will be coming up soon, and then if Home gets funded and made, we'll put Home up there. You can get those. That site's purely for digital comics, though, so just so you know. And then if you're looking for a site you more or less trust, that doesn't sound right. you're more familiar with. We do sell them on Comixology. I believe we have up to number 10 of Guardians on there, and Home number 1 and 2 on Comixology.
I've gone to Comixology and I actually did a search for your name and found those. I'm like, oh, he is on here.
Hi. Yeah. That was for a long time, that was actually the only way I knew how to sell comics. I mean, I literally came in on the first stages of the Comixology submit program.
Uh-huh.
And like, this is when they were still testing it out. And so, you know, I submitted Guardians number 0 to them, and then I had to wait like 8 months to go online. And then after that, I had to resubmit number 1 because I apparently had made an error. And that was going to take another 3 months. And I'm like, I can't do this anymore. So I started asking about making websites, and an eventual friend came up and go, hey, I don't usually do this, but you seem like a great kid. So let me make this website for you. His name is Andrew. And so he made the website, and, you know, it's been up there for years. Now I can say, hey, I got a website now. So go buy my comics.
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of ways to get a hold of your stuff, and that's the best part about it. So, Todd, I love what you're doing, and it's just fun. It's comic books. I mean, that's the best part about it. It's comic books, and they're
– It is.
And it's really neat to be able to say, hey, these things – I helped keep these going. That's what I like about the Kickstarter. I helped keep this comic running, you know. You know, I mean, sure, yeah, I helped that with Spider-Man back in the day when I bought every freaking issue they issued. But this one, I have a little more hand in it, I guess.
Involvement.
Yeah, and more involvement. Yeah. So I really love what you're doing there on that aspect. All right.
Well, I appreciate your support. It means a lot. I mean, I write these stories because I love telling stories. But, I mean, it's like the old expression, if a tree falls in the forest and no one's around, does it make a sound? Well, the answer is yes, obviously. But, you know, it's the same with comics. Yeah, you can make a comic, but nobody reads it. Are you really doing good work? And so when I see and meet people like you who are, you know, very up for supporting me, you know, oh, day one, Todd, I'll be there for you. Or like when I met you at a C4Con this year, you were like, oh, I got to buy these for the guys so they can see themselves.
Mm-hmm.
In the comic. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was – it meant a lot to me. And, you know, I'm glad that pretty much everyone who has read Home or even read Guardians is like, man, these are really good. And that just makes me smile so much because it tells me I'm doing good work.
It's the immediate feedback. Yeah, definitely so.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, so once again, let's talk about this real quick here. Guardians-comic.com. That is the website. Yeah. You can go and you can order some back issues digitally. And then also, if you want to get in the Kickstarter, go to Kickstarter.com, search Home, #4. Or #, or, you know, #, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, find them. It's worth it. Get involved. And if you can, get yourself drawn into the comic. That's the fun part about it. That's just a neat little aspect. That's like one extra thing. You get the comic, yeah, you get a great story, but if you're drawn into it, hey, you know.
That's
you can,
me.
Yeah, you can show your friends and be fun at parties.
There you go.
So, all right. Well, Todd, anything else you got coming up wanting to talk about?
Well, I'm working on a novel series that I might be able to talk about later. It's still in the early stages now. And then I am already planning my next comic adventures.
Nice.
And I hope to have more details on that soon.
So you're never resting on your laurels then, are you?
Well, I mean, there was a time when I wanted to. I mean, I had Guardians.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's true. I mean, I had Guardians, and everybody says, like, you know, making the first issue can be easy. Making it a series is hard. And, you know, Guardians proved that to me. And then Home came about, and I was just like, I want to do more. So I've already got, gosh,
three definitive ideas that I want to do right now. And then I'm, you know, trying to market myself to publishers, which could obviously lead to more comics. And then this book idea came up. I'm like, I think I could do this. And my friend, Brian K. Morris, who says, hi, by the way, Gil.
Ah, love that man.
He was like, another great guy. My true comic mentor. He's like, no, Todd, you should totally do this. You can totally do this. I'm like, okay. So I'm hoping by will likely be my first con next year, C2E2. I have all of Home done. All of Alicia's story in Home done. Mm-hmm. Guardians up to 20 issues, and then my first novel with me at my hopeful artist alley table. So
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I definitely look forward to seeing you at more cons next year. I can't wait for the con season to start up again. There's a whole bunch of little ones going on now.
I already missed so much.
Yeah, it's like, that's the best time of year, con season.
Yes.
All right, well, Todd, thanks for joining us on the podcast. It's going to be remarkable. I just can't wait for this next one to come out. I jumped in on it. People out there listening, jump in on this. This is fun. There's a lot of Kickstarters out there. I was investigating a few others, by the way, just out of curiosity. And I didn't see as many neat rewards on some of the other comic books. Like, being drawn in the comic, that wasn't as common as I thought it would be. So I was like, hey, I'm getting something unique. So, you know, get in on this, people. This is great. This is fun. So, all right.
Well, every Kickstarter is different. And
oh, yeah.
You know, I try to take best ideas. And, you know, some people just don't feel comfortable drawing them in there. Or in some cases, they can't draw them in because of certain, you know, storyline. So I'm not going to fault them for that. But hey, if you want to draw, in the comic, my comic's the one to do it in.
Well, you definitely have the chance to do that in your comic. There's so many little. I mean, the way you put them into the comic, the guests or the funders or whatever, the backers, the way you put them in is just so neat. I mean, your artist has got to be commended on that. Just perfect. I mean, and it's not like, oh, hey, look, here's the person that pledged. It's in there, and it's like, that's part of the story. Oh, I understand. It's not, you know, it's not obvious, but it's to the person that they know that's them. But at the same time, the average reader, there's like, oh, it's just another character in the story. It's really neat the way you do that. You're not hitting them over the head with it.
No.
So, all right. So go check him out. Kickstarter, get this thing going. He's doing well now, but you never know. Get him funded. In fact, folks, I challenge you, get him over the amount so that he can have a starter for home number 5. Ah,
dang, great.
I'm eager to get number 5 out there.
Me too.
So, all right, Todd, thanks again for joining me. And wait, I got to ask you, Todd. Have you seen Doctor Strange yet?
I have.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was a good Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. I think it wasn't a great Marvel movie,
yep.
But it definitely wasn't terrible. I mean, Benedict Cumberbatch was amazing. Baron Mordo was the unsung MVP in my mind. Wong was also hilarious. I have problems with the Ancient One of Caecilius. And then the Inception magic. I mean, I'm like, that's not magic to me. I mean, it's Inception. It's like it's Inception on steroids. Stop doing it. I mean, I'm getting calls from Christopher Nolan. He's going, Todd, they're stealing my stuff. I'm like, calm down, Chris. At least you still have Dark Knight. And he goes, yes, I do.
Right, okay. You said Baron Mordo was the unsung MVP. Now, the thing that got me is, okay, now, I haven't read a lot of Doctor Strange comics, but I read a lot of Spider-Man. And Spider-Man comics, Spider-Man would go see Doctor Strange, and, you know, they'd do something together. And all I knew is that Mordo was an enemy. He was like the mortal enemy of Doctor Strange. Well, this one, it's like, okay, he's a good guy. Okay, I can see. Okay, it's one of those origin stories where the enemy starts from a good guy. But you didn't see that till the, you know, spoiler, till the very end.
The very end.
And it's like, I didn't see why he became a bad guy. It's just like, okay. It's kind of like, how can Superman do that? Well, he's an alien. You know, kind of like that explanation, you know?
Oh, no, but I think for me it was, as we saw it in the film, and this is kind of, you know, a spoiler, I suppose, but he had, like, absolute faith in the wisdom and judgment of the Ancient One.
Uh-huh.
And then when he found out, you know, she kind of sort of betrayed their cause in a roundabout way, you know, it shook him. And then, you know, Strange is like, hey, get it together. Caecilius is still out there. We gotta stop him. And he did. And then he did, when Strange did a very similar, you know, roundabout way, you know, break rules kind of thing, you could tell Mordo was like, yeah, you did it, but you're basically just as bad as they are. And so, and I guess in Baron's mind, Baron Mordo's mind,
He's like, if Ancient One could do this, if this new guy can do this, why couldn't anyone break the rules and do this? And so that's why he said the line, too many sorcerers. He's trying to limit the pool and say, so no one breaks the rules except maybe him, which will obviously be part of the sequel. So that was my understanding. So that's why I didn't mind that as much.
Okay. I think I wanted more of an explanation, but I agree with you on the Inception. At first, when I saw the trailers, the Inception thing, I'm like, I saw that before. But the way they use it, like you said, it's on steroids. Yeah, and I thought they used it better. Did you see it in 2D or 3D?
2D.
You need to see it in 3D, trust me.
I've been told that.
Wow. It's like Guardians of the Galaxy. Maybe not as good as Guardians, but it's a whole different world when
Guardians
you see it.
No, Guardians is far better.
Yeah. It's a whole different world, though, when you see it in 3D. One of the things I kind of complained about is that I actually got lost in the 3D and kind of forgot to look at the middle of the screen, you know, to where the characters are. I was like, oh, look at that. Oh, that is cool. But I will commend them on this. The accurate representation of Steve Ditko's dark universe was beautiful.
Yeah, the dark dimension. I honestly didn't know that was actually a thing until, like, after the movie where they were talking about it. I'm like, oh, yeah, because I thought that was one of the weird things, but then after I understood that, I was like, okay, I can understand more. But still, the Inception thing was totally off base for me.
Yeah, they could have come up. Well, it's like, on our previous podcast, we talked about it, and they said how after The Matrix, everybody started using that slow motion bullet thing. You know, in films, it's kind of like
if we're being technical, Hard Boiled did that.
So
I mean, like, yeah, Matrix probably made it mainstream, but I mean, Bullet Time was there before, and you know,
that's true.
For me, it was like you would. I haven't read much Doctor Strange, but I have seen him in numerous Avengers books, and when I see his magic, now the glyphs, the symbols, his hands, you know, that thing, that was pure magic.
Yep.
And even the portal thing, that was pure magic, even though it looked totally weird, you know, wax on, wax off portal.
I know, right?
But in the comics, he says the spells, or in the book, like, they'll state the spell he's doing so you know exactly what he's doing. With this one, I mean, and I know only some of them did it, but it's just like, you know, wave my hands, oh, we're in the mirror dimension. It's just like, and then, you know, Ancient One and Caecilius, they were like, wave my hands and the world is folding in on itself. I'm like, that doesn't really make sense, you know? And it's just like, I had a hard time understanding exactly what I was watching at times.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can see that. All right. Well, I had to get your take on that because I think it's a good Marvel movie. It's definitely not one of the great ones like Guardians or Winter Soldier.
I totally agree with that.
But it's still better than Batman v Superman any day.
No, actually, it's not. That is one of my favorite. I know we won't go into this because, you know, we got to stop. But BVS is one of my all time favorite comic book movies, if not the most favorite. And I'm holding out Guardians of the Galaxy maybe just a little higher.
Okay.
There's your teaser for the next time I'm on.
There you go. I think we'll have to get in on that one. So, all right. Well, Todd, once again, thanks a lot for joining me. And again, go to Kickstarter.com, search Home. #4, #4.
#4.
And then also guardians-comic.com, so you can check out some of the previous issues of Guardians and Home. And it's all fun and games. It's all great comic book world. And thank you, Todd Black, for doing what you do. We'll talk to you again whenever something else happens.
All right. Thanks, man.
And that's it for the Nerd Up Podcast. Don't forget, buy our t-shirts. Support the podcast as well. But I tell you what, this week, the money you were going to go to spend on the podcast, take it over to Kickstarter. Fund that. Let's get that thing rolling. And in the meantime, I'm Guilty Wilson. Say, stay nerdy. Nerd up.